This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And yesterday we talked a little about the Republican Party wanting to work on their brand a little bit, maybe de-scarify themselves, figuring out how to be for something more than simply against President Obama and the Democrats. But the knives are apparently out again in Congress. And as early as this week, a vote on judicial nominee Patricia Ann Millett could become another hostage to Republican filibuster blockage tactics. Then things could get even uglier with the confirmation process for Janet Yellen, President Obama's pick for the chair of the Federal Reserve. In fact, all federal nominees may be on this hostage bus. Here's Senator Lindsey Graham.
So I'm going to block future nominations coming from the administration, not because I want to shut anything down. It's because I want to open something up. I want to open up the truth about Benghazi.
The truth about Benghazi, Senator Graham says? Is this the new Obamacare or a real, legitimate national security issue being covered up by the Obama administration? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, joins us now. Todd, which is it?
Well, like with all of these things, it depends on who you ask. With what Lindsey Graham just said there, the Benghazi story. Look, this has been mulled over and over and over and over in congressional hearings. Here's the one thing that congressional Republicans say they've really been missing about the truth behind Benghazi is that witnesses, State Department, CIA, and other witnesses, eyewitnesses to the attacks, have not been made available to congressional investigators for all of the investigations that are going on. The administration says, A, that's classified. B, there's a criminal investigation and we're not going to hand over material witnesses to Congress. You can understand Lindsey Graham's frustration, whether it be political or substantive, that people that they want for these investigations have not been made available. He's not alone. Appeared on the stage yesterday with John McCain, Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire, a bunch of House Republicans. And Lindsey Graham says it's not just one or two nominees. He's going to block every single new nominee from the administration until they make some of these witnesses available.
Now, for Todd, instance, can we talk about the law for just a second? I mean, is this like the Oliver North case in the sense that the administration might be holding up these witnesses because if they testify before Congress, they're given a kind of an immunity and then you can't go after them criminally? Is that a legitimate excuse, or is the administration just stonewalling Lindsey Graham and John McCain?
Well, the administration, for their part, says that this issue over Benghazi got politicized a year and a half ago, and that it's so toxically politicized that they can't take Republicans seriously on these requests. In terms of the actual legal ramifications of having a material witness subject to a congressional investigation, I wish I were an expert on that, but that's part of why this is just so very complicated. You also can't escape the fact that Benghazi is a major political motivator of the right. Lindsey Graham is up for re-election in South Carolina. So as much as the substance may be substantive here, there are also certainly some political implications as well.
Well, and you called it yesterday. I remember we were talking about the Republican brand and these apparently conciliatory sounding speeches over at the Heritage Foundation, where the idea was be for something, not just be in the blocking business. You said, no, there's actually not a lot of sympathy for that sentiment over there. And we're seeing it in these remarks today.
Well, for Lindsey Graham's part, he would say he's for something. He's for transparency, and he's for the ability of future Congresses not to be blocked by future presidents from doing investigations. He did say yesterday, look, if this were the attitude back when 9/11 happened, the 9/11 Commission, which was sanctioned by Congress, never would have been able to have an investigation because there was a criminal act there. So basically what he's saying here is, look, Janet Yellen for Fed Chair, I have no problem with her. I have no problem with these other nominees. Lindsey Graham says there's no other way for us to get the White House's attention on this and to put public pressure on them.
And so just in time for Halloween, have the Democrats threatened the nuclear option on filibuster rules in the Senate?
Yes, they have indeed. That fight may be coming back, although not having to do with Janet Yellen at Fed Chair. Patricia Millett is a private practice attorney who's practiced in front of the Supreme Court. President Obama has nominated her for the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. Republicans want to keep Democrats off of that court. In fact, they only want to fill 8 seats on that court in total because they say it doesn't have enough of a workload. So they're blocking her, and Harry Reid is coming back with this threat. You block these nominees, a couple of other nominees, we might have another fight over the rules and another very, very scary confrontation over the nuclear option.
Thanks for scaring us. Todd, what are you doing as Halloween? What are you going for?
Well, I got a couple of great costumes, actually. I might get the Gene Simmons Kiss costume out. How about that one?
Excellent. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.